With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson is set to make an appearance alongside former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Reports say the two will hold a news conference Friday focused on election integrity. Mortgage rates continue to rise. Correspondent Alex Vega has more.
Bad news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.88%. That's the highest level since early March. When mortgage rates rise, it can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for borrowers, limiting how much they can afford when shopping for a home. Rates have been mostly drifting higher in recent weeks amid stronger than expected reports on employment and inflation. Many economists still expect the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will ease later this year, though most forecasts call for it to stay above 6%. I'm Alex Vega.
Also at SRNnews.com, Harvard University is reinstituting standardized testing.
It will be a requirement for admission beginning with the class of 2029, joining other colleges that are again mandating tests for those hoping to enter the schools. In June 2020, Harvard began a temporary test optional policy under which students could apply to the college without submitting scores. The change was adopted as access to standardized tests during the pandemic became limited. Other schools like Yale, Dartmouth, Brown, and MIT are also again requiring standardized tests for those seeking admission. Keith Peters reporting.
Instagram will start to blur photos detected as containing nudity that are sent to teenagers. Meta says the feature is a step to protect teens from sextortion and other forms of intimate image abuse. The feature will be turned on by default for users under the age of 18, while adults will be encouraged to turn it on as well. A warning screen will be shown when AI technology determines if an image sent in a direct message contains nudity. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags again.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland on Saturday. Graham will preach to thousands of people at Tauron Arena in the city of Krakow. More than 40 years ago, his father Billy held a historic gospel festival in Warsaw during the height of the Cold War. Franklin says, quote, "I'm not coming to Poland to talk about religion. Religion cannot save you. I'm going to share the good news of Jesus Christ." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany will pay a one-time bonus to Holocaust survivors in the wake of last fall's deadly attack by Hamas on Israel. The Conference on Material Claims Against Germany says it's negotiated a bonus pool of 25 million euros to be distributed to survivors in Israel, some of whom were injured or displaced by the attack. The conference says the money will only go to Israelis and is described by the German government as a symbol of solidarity. This is SRN News. The Biden administration approves the construction of a deepwater oil export terminal off the Texas coast that would be the largest of its kind in the United States.
The Seaport Oil Terminal being developed off Freeport, Texas, will be able to load two supertankers at once with an export capacity of 2 million barrels of crude oil per day. The $1.8 billion project by Houston-based Enterprise Products Partners received a deepwater port license from the Department of Transportation's Maritime Administration this week. Environmentalists still irked by the Willow Oil Project in Alaska say this new project will contribute to planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions equivalent to nearly 90 coal-fired power plants. The terminal is expected to begin operations by 2027. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Prime Minister of Japan says his country will stand shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. as the world is at an inflection point. More details at SRNnews.com.